AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There are signs the coronavirus vaccine is losing effectiveness. The plan is to offer a booster shot. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Officials say it's clear protection drops over time. And CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says the plans call for an extra dose 8 months after people get their second shot of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine.
To maximize vaccine-induced protection.
Those who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will likely need a booster too, though officials are waiting for more data. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the booster recommendations aimed at making sure the nation is not playing catch-up against the virus like it has for months.
You want to stay ahead of the virus.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Health Organization's Dr. Michael Ryan says the booster plan in the U.S. is not a good idea.
We're planning to hand out extra life jackets to people who already have life jackets, while we're leaving other people to drown without a single life jacket. That's the reality.
At least one person was killed in eastern Afghanistan as Taliban militants attacked protesters who tried to take down a Taliban banner. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says they're working to get as many people out of Kabul in Afghanistan as they can.
5,000 to 9,000 is not a goal. It's, as I said, it's the capacity, the max capacity that we think we'll be able to reach when we're at full throttle.
Students in Broward County in Florida are back in the classrooms today under a mask mandate, even as their school board faces threats of severe penalties for defying Governor Ron DeSantis. In an attempt to reduce a huge backlog, the Biden administration proposed changing how asylum claims are handled. Routine cases would be overseen by asylum officers from Citizenship and Immigration Services. A watchdog report says Census Bureau computer servers involved in the 2020 census were exploited last year during a cybersecurity attack. This is AP News. A tropical wood stork somehow ended up in New York City. This does not end well.
Nature photographer Lawrence Puglieris, who runs a local wildlife Facebook group, says he got a call. The bird was near the Amazon warehouse on Staten Island and was choking.
It was a 3-foot long piece of foam that the bird probably mistook for an eel. It was a young bird. And it swallowed it.
He says a necropsy confirmed this.
It just shows you the weight of our culture on wildlife and how difficult it is for them to manage and adapt in our society.
He says the last time a wood stork was spotted in the borough was 1973. I'm Julie Walker.
Old Navy is overhauling its approach to how it designs and markets to plus-size women. Starting Friday, Old Navy will be offering every one of its women's styles in all sizes with no price difference. Larger sizes will also be displayed together with standard sizes on the floor. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.